In September 1939, U.S. Senator William Borah said, "There's something phony about this war." Borah's point was that England and France had declared war on Germany, but their militaries remained inert. And Germany had just blitzkrieged Poland, and the Poles were pleading for the English to come to their aid. So you know what the English did? England sent numerous bombers, demonstrating its potential to devastate Germany. But instead of bombs, they dropped 18 million propaganda leaflets on German cities. One army officer mockingly called it the Confetti War. Senator Borah's phony war phrase was picked up by the press and civilians, who also called it the Boer War or the Sitzkrieg because the soldiers were sitting on their hands. Citizens were told they were at war, but few saw any reason to take it seriously or to carry those recommended gas masks. One newspaper headline suggested, "Forget Hitler. Take your holiday." And then on May 10th, 1940, over 8 months after the declaration of war, this false sense of security was dashed to pieces as the Germans began a military onslaught on the unprepared Allied forces in France and Belgium. The Germans outmaneuvered and blitzed through every weak spot in the lines of defense. England's new Prime Minister Churchill's first task was to announce an unprecedented military catastrophe. Hi, I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church, and friends, I'm here to give you a public announcement. We're at war! The devil is plotting our destruction, and one of his schemes is to lull us to sleep. The Apostle Paul tells us in Ephesians 6, 10-12, "Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." Do you hear Paul's battle cry? Be strong. Put on your armor. Take your stand. Comrades in Christ, there is nothing phony about this war. There are four regiments of personal demonic intelligences arrayed against us. Do you ever feel surrounded on all sides by evil invaders? I pray you do. If not, why not? Some of you may not feel the danger because it doesn't touch your felt needs. This warning simply doesn't interest you. You're indifferent, so this isn't going to impact your life. May I press on you a bit? This is a very modern Western notion and a very dangerous one. What you're saying is that if you don't feel it's a problem, then its existence doesn't matter. And these evil forces, my friend, are no less delighted than the Germans were to see your boredom. Now, it's possible you may reject this for intellectual reasons. Pastor Joel, this is all phony baloney. We're in the enlightened age. The 21st century has advanced beyond all this superstition. We believe science explains humanity's problems. Granted, some of us may need some counseling, medication, more information. I might even grant, Joel, there's some bad apples in our world, but there's nothing more than that going on. Friend, is that how you simply explain away the events of recent years? Tony Merida writes, "We think we're so advanced, and yet the streets still run with blood. Humans are being oppressed, treated like animals. Families are breaking down everywhere and so on. We're in a broken world that is influenced by the God of this age," 2 Corinthians 4:4. The Bible will not allow for a simplistic answer to the problems of this world. Paul, as a trustworthy and inspired apostle, is not uninformed about the real problems. He is informing us about the real, unseen battle beneath these visible problems. Friends, as I look at our world, I've really come to appreciate my Bible. It is quite informative and far from simplistic. 1 Peter 5:8 tells us the devil is a roaring lion seeking to devour. I personally know missionaries in the Ukraine who see him prowling right now as you listen to this. In James 4, we learn Mick Jagger was right. All of us have sympathy with the devil. My bad behavior reveals my tendency to ally with my enemy, like our first parents did in the Garden of Eden. And here in Ephesians, the devil is a liar and a schemer, not out openly attacking. He hides in the shadows, filling the atmosphere with a fog of lies that you and I cannot know the truth. This, my friends, is how the devil primarily works in our culture today. He likes to whisper in our ears that we live in the age of reason, the age of empirical science. A materialist worldview can explain it all. The devil's scheme today is to convince us that there is no war going on in the spiritual. He wants to lull us and all our neighbors into a false sense of security. Just leave your armor of God at home. Forget the devil. Take a holiday. Friends, if we buy into the lie, we're letting the devil position himself and his army to destroy us. So Joel, what are we to do? Well, friends, the first step is to recognize the seriousness of our situation. Second, we remember that we don't go out in our own strength. Do you remember what Paul said? Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Friends, Christians are the most powerful people on the planet, not because we're so great, but because of the strength of our Almighty God. And we'll see more about how we should prepare for this tomorrow. But until then, remember who you are and who you belong to.